thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what's going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preedy with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tulson with Country Financial. I think that's the first time I said his last name right, ever. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. You can also check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest and greatest home searching and researching tools. There you will also find our home buying and selling guides from the Smart Series, Smart Home Buyer, Smart Seller, where there's lots of great information how you can leverage the market to your advantage no matter what the market is doing. Follow us on our Facebook page as well, where you can watch us record live, typically on Tuesdays, sometimes Wednesday, like today. Yes. So I'd like to welcome Chad Preedy back in studio.
Yeah, it feels good. I know. It's been a little while.
We had to take a little hiatus.
Yeah, a little time off. We had a little situation in the family, but everybody's well, and we're all back to normal.
That's good. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so, well, I'm glad to be actually back in our normal studio here.
Yeah, it's great.
Yes. Got the better sound quality.
Yeah.
Easier. I don't have to set up as much stuff each time.
Exactly.
So, today, we're going to be talking about the midsummer market and what we've seen. We haven't been on air. I've just been doing reruns now for about the last month and a half. And there's been a lot that has happened, and we're definitely seeing a very different marketplace than we typically do at this time of year. Let's kind of dive into what our market is doing. It's acting a lot more like it's May out there.
Right.
Right. That April, May kind of numbers that we see as far as showing activity. So in the Twin Cities, in that median sale price range, 200 to 400K, in Minneapolis, St. Paul area, right now we're seeing 6.09 average number of showings per listing in the 200 to 400K range. So that's really clipping along.
That's great.
Now, that is not our peak for the year. We were in like February, early March, we were in the 8 range. But to put this into a little context, right now, in comparison to the same time last year, that was at 3.99. So we're about 35% faster activity out there with our current market. And, you know, if you're a buyer out there, I'm sure you're feeling this.
Right.
Now, that said, not all markets are equal. There are definitely marketplaces that aren't feeling the same pressures, and there may be some spots buyers can look. And I think sellers should be aware as well, because so often if people, media, whatever, are, oh, the market's amazing, it's great, it's wonderful, and then somebody goes out and puts their property on the market, and if they're not in that sector, well, why isn't my place selling? Well, the question is your sector moving at the same pace? And what I mean is, like, is it a condo? Is it a townhome? Is it above 500? Is it above 800? Right? These are different sectors moving at different paces. But for the median sale price range, 200-400K, we're about 35% faster. Something that I was working on here during our break is a calculation that basically is taking in a few factors such as housing affordability and inventory, month supply of inventory of houses, along with that showings per listing to kind of come up with a gauge of where our market is at. Kind of any time of year, any time I want to run it to know how strong or weak, or any sector I want to do, any neighborhood. And I was able to come up with a formula. I tested it on all sorts of different markets, and it seems pretty good.
It's amazing.
And to give an idea here, it's a pretty simple scale. It's a 0 to 10 scale of how the market's behaving, 0 being a complete buyer's market, very strong buyer's market, and a 10 being a very strong seller's market. So right now, we are at about an 8.49 on that scale. So it's a pretty strong buyer's market. And I've seen markets that are even a little higher than that.
Right.
To put this into some perspective, though, at the same time last year, we were at a 4.56.
Right.
So kind of a very stable market, maybe even starting to swing a little bit towards a mild buyer's market, depending.
Right.
So and that's kind of normal for this time of year. That's pretty strong. And I would not be surprised to maybe see that tick up the next month or so before things maybe change.
Start slowing down a little bit.
Yeah.
So did you mean the 8.49 means more of a seller's market?
Did I say buyer's market?
Yeah, and that's okay.
Whoops. Yeah, complete
right.
Seller's market, yes.
Well, you know what I was thinking as you mentioned January. We started this year off great as far as inventory was looking a little better. I think our spring market started pretty early this year.
It did. Well, we were pretty light on inventory.
Well, we were
but it was
light,
coming up.
It wasn't as fast and as furious as it is now as far as
– Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, inventory is – really, really low. We're down 25%.
Yeah.
Right? In comparison, like last year, same time, we were, you know, mid-14,000s listings. We're around 10,000-something listings right now.
Wow. And I think that got almost down to 7,000 at one point in March.
Somewhere in there. It was pretty low. I mean, so we have had some inventory, but we've definitely, if you look at the inventory trend, you can see that we have been declining now basically since May. So we peaked out. We had our maximum inventory.
Right.
And that trend normally isn't until now. You know, that, oh, we've just hit peak inventory at about 14,000.
Right.
So, you know, the stay at home, that was it. That put the brakes on the inventory. And so for buyers, sorry to say, you know, there's not going to be some huge giant influx in the short term that's going to be a relief of, oh, there's a lot more inventory.
Right, right.
So, I think more than likely buyers may feel relief if they're just patient. And what I mean by that is you have buyers that lose out on four or five offers, they're going to get buyer fatigue and bail. If you can be the one that keeps going and keeps, yep. But you know what? Missing out on an offer isn't a bad thing necessarily. I mean, if you lose out on an offer, that maybe means that you avoided overpaying for the house in a sense that the offer that got it paid too much,
right?
Possibly.
And I hear that quite a bit lately, more and more lately, because it is. It's a challenging market as far as, and you mentioned the word buyer fatigue.
Yes.
It's real. And you know, I have.
I think we're going to save for a little while. I think we're going to wait until there's more homes on the market. I mean, we hear
yeah,
it all the time.
Right. But, you know, especially first-time home buyers, you know, they call me and they say, you know, we're going to wait maybe until next year. We're going to save some more money for down payment. We're going to wait till next year. Hopefully there's going to be more inventory. My credit score might be better, and then I have some more money in the bank for down payment. Well, we've gone over these calculations before.
Yeah, cost of saving. You know, the right time to buy a house is when you find the right house, right?
Correct.
I firmly believe in that. You shouldn't be being sold a house by your real estate agent.
Exactly.
Right? That this is something that should be – I mean, if a real estate agent is doing their job, they're probably talking you out of more houses than are saying are good ones, right?
Yeah, very good
and,
point.
And it should be a house that's you know, is meeting your goals,
yeah,
checking those boxes. And the problem is with buyer fatigue is people will pull themselves from the market. We're going to save more. Well, I can tell you this. Most people cannot save at the pace appreciation goes at. And
right.
I did this for a class that I taught a few weeks ago and showed mm-hmm. how much you would have to save. And like, okay, let's not use that excuse.
Right.
Maybe, hey, I'm tired. I want to take a break from looking for a little while. That's kind of the more honest answer.
Yep.
But going back to the you're not going to find the right house thing, or the time to buy a house when you find the right house, you can't find the right house if you're not keeping an eye out. And so maybe this is the time to look at your priority checklist and hone in on really only the ones that are most important. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Tovson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Tovson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Tovson today at 651-365-3408.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com. You're listening to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today we're talking about the midsummer real estate market and what we're experiencing. It's a heck of a lot more like the mid-spring market, right?
It is, yes.
As we kind of missed out on the spring market. I have Chad Preby in studio here with me, Bell Bank Mortgage. Thank you again for coming in, being able to come in.
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. It's good to be back.
So, you know, we're talking about this really low inventory of homes, and really the only things that are going to slow this market up is – One, an influx of inventory, which I don't see happening. Mm-hmm. Two, a rate spike. Who knows? Don't know when, if.
There's not a lot of indication showing
that. Right, right. Exactly. I mean, all we've seen is things dropping for
correct.
The most part.
Yeah, we're historically at the all-time lows. So.
A loss of a large loss of jobs or furloughs of jobs where buyers can't do something, or buyer fatigue, right? And I honestly think that's going to probably be the number one factor that eases this market up, and just maybe anticipation of election time.
Mm-hmm.
tends to always be a little slower season.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's just about being patient. If you can get through this time of homes, and keep in mind, we experience this in probably a little shorter basis every year for about a month and a half. Right. That it's like, okay, homes are selling for real quick, and they're maybe selling for more than they should. And right. I commonly will tell my buyers, like, let's just kind of sit back and, you know, let's wait for the Monday houses, the houses that make it through that first weekend.
Right.
Because this is where you see a lot of buyers that will, and trust me, I can show many, many examples, where they will pay $20,000 to $40,000, maybe more for a house than they could have if they just waited 3 to 4 months.
Wow.
Right? And I think we're probably crossing that hump as we speak.
Yep.
And we are seeing buyers pulling themselves, starting to feel that buyer fatigue. But yeah, it goes back to the you're not going to find the right house unless you're looking and narrowing in on those priorities.
Exactly. One thing too, I always want to mention, and I say this a lot on the show, Kirk, you know, is being prepared, especially in this market where low inventory, multiple offer situations. Hey, you know what? Maybe you won't get your offer accepted, but maybe you have a backup offer to put in. You know, maybe
backup offers they come around.
They can come around. You know, I mean, people are making decisions, sometimes impulse decisions, or maybe they have the wrong representation, you know, trying to sell them something. So they make that offer on Saturday or Sunday, come around Tuesday or Wednesday the following week, and they decide maybe that wasn't the right decision. So,
yeah, I've seen just in this last week probably four situations, not my buyers, but listings that I was looking at with my buyers that were ones that they had cold feet, and that's why they're back on the market.
Right.
Yeah. So we do see this, and sometimes that's the better route, you mm-hmm. know. If a property makes it past that initial bidding round and comes back on, it's probably not going to sell for the same price the next
right.
time around.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, homes are selling. We're seeing homes selling in record time right now, selling for multiple offers if in that median sale price range. So for sellers, I mean, you could not ask for a better time. But you also, you know, don't kid yourself. You're not going to get the same dollar amount with that flat tire and the rust spot and the engine that's misfiring than the one that's washed and shined and it's got the new set of tires on it, right?
Great
right,
point.
Right. That your house, if it needs carpet, if it needs, if it has peeling paint, if it has pet smells, if it, you know, is showing its wear and tear, you're not going to experience the same kind of market that you would if you took the prep time. I had a listing that I sold a couple weeks ago that we took the prep time needed. We did the proper coming soon, getting everything ready. 11 offers.
Wow.
Right. We intentionally price bracketed it a hair low to get as much interest as possible and really float two different brackets. But yeah, 11 offers. I mean, we could have not asked for a better offer, cash offer.
Nice.
Got about 10,000 above what we were expecting. We knew we'd get more than asking, but again, list price is never an accurate reflection of value.
Right.
As buyers and sellers, be aware of that. You know,
very important.
List price is a strategy, not a reflection of what your home will sell for.
Right.
And that's the way a good agent should be using it.
Absolutely. One thing I want to say too, even your yard, you know, as simple as keeping the yard manicured nice and maybe buy a couple hanging baskets, flowers, or whatever the case is, because, you know, that first initial impression of that home when that potential buyer pulls in your driveway and they don't see a well-maintained property outside, how willing are they even to go inside?
Yeah, you I mean, know? I was out just before the show here. I was showing a house and, you know, home 15 days on the market, peeling paint, the weeds in the yard, all of that, right? It's not selling. It's in the median price range. It's right there. But it's not. The prep time wasn't there.
Right.
And now it's negotiable. This is a house with a little work, should be selling for $325, maybe $350.
they're going to be lucky to pull 265, 270 out of it.
Wow.
Right? So, I mean, you're talking big bucks difference, right? And that's that, right? You know, I love the sellers. Ah, oh, house will sell itself. Yeah, for a dirt cheap price if you don't get it ready.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what will happen. If you think otherwise, you're kidding yourself.
Yeah, if you don't mind, you know, taking a $20,000-$30,000, you know, potential loss.
Well, and this is how these, you know, kind of instant offer companies make their money. They play off of people's misnomers. Let's just put it that way.
Right. Yep.
This is something that we see right now. Okay, so one, how do we avoid overpaying for houses? One, you got to research the homes. Research the areas. Research the trends. Is this a safe bet to make an offer? You know, maybe overlisting, maybe over the trend, but what is the trend, right? Where is the market going? And so a good agent is going to sit there, look at those market trends, figure out, you know, what is a safe price. And what I mean by that is, what if you had to sell this next year for a, you know, job change, you know, family growing, family shrinking, whatever, have to sell it, are you going to be short $25,000, $30,000? You don't want that.
Wow,
right?
That's a great point, Kirk.
Right. So you have to come up with this. And a good agent's going to take the time doing that, not, again, selling you the house, actually talking about, you know, the what ifs.
Right.
Now, that said, market value and appraised value are two very different things. Appraised value is value, assessment of risk a bank is willing to take.
To the bank, right.
Right? Yep. That's what it is. It's not the value of your home, because I would have not been able to sell that house that I did for $10,000 more if appraised value determined value.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't. I was able to get an offer above. And this is why, you know, if you're a seller, having an agent that knows how to request or put together appraisal guarantees, or a buyer has an agent that is working to put together appraisal guarantees,
right,
can really help you in negotiation.
We've done a few of those. That's being strategic.
It is. Well, you know, it's a way that you can actually get your offer accepted and make it more valuable to the seller than somebody who isn't willing to put their money where their mouth is. So they may offer more money, but they aren't willing to back that. And that is extremely powerful for both buyers and sellers out there, especially in the market condition like we're in right now.
Right.
So, you know, appraisal guarantees, inspection guarantees, escalation clauses, possession date flexibility. As a buyer out there, these can all be great things that can assist you in getting your offer accepted over others, even though you might not be the highest priced one.
Right.
For sellers, these help you too, mm-hmm. right? And finding offers that have this, properly vetting offers, is really important when it comes to that. So, kind of the short and sweet, just, you know, 30 seconds left here. I mean, I do think we're going to see trends price-wise upwards, inventory declining here, at least for a few months, that activity. Keeping an eye on that showings per week per listing is so important. And then we may see some ease at that point. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll be back again next week.